News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. One person was killed in Lucknow and two in Mangaluru as protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act turned violent in some parts of the country on Thursday, prompting authorities to impose restrictions on gatherings and curtail internet services. However, in the national and financial capitals of India, no untoward incident was reported. Delhi Police PRO Mandeep Singh Randhawa said the force is closely monitoring social media and WhatsApp groups to check rumour mongering. At the August Kranti Maidan in Mumbai, there were peaceful protests during the 3 hours of agitation. Over 2,000 police personnel at the venue did not come in the way of protesters, which earned the Mumbai police plaudits on social media. Many protesters, before leaving, made it a point to shake hands with the policemen. Groups of youngsters were also seen singing while walking to the nearby Grand Road railway station. Amid protests against the amended Citizenship Act, BJP Working President J.P. Nadda asserted that the law will be implemented and the National Register of Citizens will also be brought in. Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Yedurappa also tried to allay fears among the Muslim community, saying that it was his government's responsibility to protect their interest. Calling for peace amid protests against the CAA in various parts of the state defying prohibitory orders, he accused the Congress party of being behind it and warned them of consequences. West Bengal BJP President Dilip Ghosh slammed CM Mamata Banerjee, who is also the Trinamool Congress supremo, for allegedly instigating people against the central government. The BJP leader said she is frustrated as her dream of becoming the Prime Minister did not see the light of the day. No Indian has the urge to destroy national properties. Those who have ravaged public properties and wreaked havoc in West Bengal for the last few days in support of the Chief Minister of the state are the enemies of the country. These lungi-clad infiltrators can only be identified through the NRC, Ghosh asserted. A Lucknow man was killed as violence erupted in the state capital and some other parts of Uttar Pradesh, with protesters angry over the new citizenship law, pelting stones at police and torching vehicles. Mohammed Wakil, 25, suffered a firearm injury when he was passing through an old city area where the clashes took place, his family said. But police denied that this had anything to do with the protests or the police action. The scattered incidents of violence were reported from Lucknow's old city and parts of Sambal and Mau districts. Two buses were torched, one in Lucknow and the other in Sambal. Mobs also targeted two police posts in the state capital, setting one of them ablaze. Police resorted to lathi charge and used tear gas shells at several places. 18 police personnel, 16 in Lucknow and 2 in Sambal, were injured, they said. Altogether, 112 protesters were detained in connection with the violence in the state. Police also held over 3,000 people under preventive detention. Internet services remained suspended for at least part of the day at various places, including Lucknow, Aligarh, Sambal, Mau and Azamgarh districts. Section 144 of the CRPC, which bans assembly of people, was already in force in the entire state for several days. Late at the night, the Uttar Pradesh government ordered suspension of mobile internet SMS services till Saturday noon following violent protests. Two persons were killed in police firing at Mangaluru in BJP-ruled Karnataka as protests turned violent, even as street demonstrations surged in southern cities. Police have clamped curfew in parts of Mangaluru until tonight. Police sources said protesters defying prohibitory orders attempted to lay siege to the Mangaluru North police station and tried to attack police personnel, following which force was used to disperse them. Two persons received bullet injuries in police firing and they later succumbed at a hospital, police confirmed. The deceased were identified as Jaleel Kudroli, 49, and Nausheen, 23. Government think tank Niti Aayog today will hold a consultative meeting to discuss a roadmap for population stabilization and come out with a working paper to address key gaps in India's family planning programs. Increasing the basket of contraceptive choices and helping women make informed choices about dealing pregnancy are among the key recommendations expected to emerge from the meeting, the Aayog said in a release. The meeting, which is being organized in partnership with Population Foundation of India, will deliberate on ways and means of strengthening India's population policy and family planning programs. Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Rajiv Kumar told PTI, "This is just a consultation. Niti is preparing a working paper as part of its Vision 2035. The Aayog said that India is at a stage where birth rates are falling but the population continues to grow due to the fact that more than 30% of the population is young and in the reproductive age group. Nearly 30 million currently married women in the age group of 15 to 49 years within this critical cohort of young people have unmet needs in family planning, which limit their ability to delay or avoid pregnancy by not having access or the agency to use contraception, it said. The think tank said that the recommendations from the consultation will contribute to a Niti Aayog working paper to help achieve India's vision of attaining population stabilization as voiced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on August 15, 2019. India, with a current population size of 1.37 billion, has the second largest population in the world, the Aayog said, adding that for the country to realize its sustainable development goals and economic aspirations, it is important to ensure that people have informed access to contraception and quality family planning services. Some key recommendations expected to emerge from the meeting are increasing the basket of contraceptive choices with greater focus on spacing methods and helping women make informed choices about delaying pregnancy and spacing between children. The working paper, the Aayog said, is expected to address key gaps in India's family planning programs and will offer constructive recommendations to address regional disparities in outcomes by focusing on adolescents and youths, interdepartmental convergence, demand generation, access to contraceptive services, and quality of care. Stating that family planning is considered universally as the smartest development investment, the Aayog said that some of the key recommendations expected to emerge from the meeting include addressing social determinants of health, such as age at marriage and sex-selective practices. The Aayog also expects that other key recommendations expected to emerge from the meeting include treating population stabilization and family planning as a national priority, fostering interdepartmental convergence, and ensuring multi-sectoral participation and integration. The meeting will also discuss existing socio-cultural barriers towards contraception by investing extensively in innovative behavior change communication strategies. And J.K. Rowling is facing widespread criticism from the transgender community and other activists after tweeting support for a researcher who lost her job for stating that people cannot change their biological sex. The researcher, Maya Forstater, had been a visiting fellow at the Center for Global Development, which in March declined to renew her contract. A London judge this week upheld her dismissal, finding that her views of sexual identity were absolutist, even if they violate someone's dignity and/or creates an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, or offensive environment. On Thursday morning, Rowling tweeted a response that said, "Call yourself whatever you like. Sleep with any consenting adult who'll have you. Live your best life in peace and security, but force women out of their jobs for stating that sex is real? Hashtag I stand with Maya. Hashtag this is not a drill." The Harry Potter author is otherwise known for her liberal political views, and many on Twitter labeled her a TERF or trans-exclusive radical feminist. Among those criticizing her was the Human Rights Campaign, which tweeted, "Trans women are women, trans men are men, non-binary people are non-binary, CC J.K. Rowling." A spokeswoman for Rowling said that the author would not have any further comment. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.